IndyCan Radio presents the Toronto Indie Hour with your hosts, Joe Chisholm and Andre Skinner. This week's musical guest, Reyna, and our industry insider is Tim Cassidy. Live at IndyCan Studio, this is Reyna with the song Distance.
So that was Distance. Tell us about how that song came together.
That was actually the first song I ever wrote. It sounded completely different, and so it took me some time to put it together. And it was basically about distance, not being able to be with the person that you want to be with for whatever reason.
So what usually inspires your songs? What's the process you go through?
I find that there's so many different ways that I come up with songs. It'll either be, I'll hear a song on the radio or artists that I like, and then that will inspire me to write. Or usually it's a feeling that I'll get. I'll get emotional over something, and then be like, I gotta get this down. I grab my guitar and write away.
Do you write lyrics first or melody?
The guitar parts usually come first. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm writing, I'll just kind of hum along and then try and find the words to kind of fit around the melody.
Yeah. Cool.
One day for artists, the answer to the question, which comes first, music or lyrics, the answer will be money.
Right.
One day.
question here. As a writer, you write for Spill Magazine. Does that exposure to new music and stuff inspire you to write as well?
Actually, that was a huge part that got me into creating my own music. Was initially I started writing. I wanted to get involved in music somehow, and I loved going out and seeing shows. Mm-hmm. And so I started writing about it, and I was like, man, I think I can do this. So yeah. I started doing it on my own. So it's like, well, if I can dish it out, maybe I can take it too. So mm-hmm.
Well,
so after
cool.
After the writing, I just started doing my own thing.
Do you find as a writer or a critic, you're more sensitive because of the fact that you're an artist yourself?
Yes, I tend to be... I think a little overly critical at times, because I can step back from my music and then almost critique it, or, you know, because I'm used to that side of the pendulum. But it's been good so far, because I don't always look to myself, and I'll get other people's opinions, so that, you know, it's hard to get your own perception of it when you're so involved.
Okay, we'll get back to the music. What do you have next for us, Raina?
This next tune will be called Forget Me.
The picture shatters inside my mind, an explosion I thought I recognized you, but I was wrong. Now I don't know what's true anymore. Throw me away, I'm dead to you. get me.
So we just heard the song Forget Me. That was a really great performance. Tell us a bit about the song.
Well, it was written out of heartbreak. I basically had a different perception of who this person was that I was with for a long time, for many years. And it wasn't until 7 years later that I was like, this isn't right, you know, and it had so much, it meant so much, and there was so much happening in my life at the time that a part of me just wanted to forget it. And so I was like, you know what, this would make a great song because I have a lot to say about it.
Sure.
I was listening to it and looking at your website, and you talked about who inspires you when you write, and many of them I go, oh, that would make sense, and that would make sense, and I was really surprised to find Nine Inch Nails there. But if you take this song and you take just the words of it, forget me, throw me away, there's nothing left for me to say, forget me, I'm sure it'll be easy, throw me away, I'm dead to you anyway. I can hear Trent Reznor saying that in a completely different production.
Right.
But, of course, right. I didn't catch it the first time because the melody is so beautiful and it's such a feminine song. But if you look back at the angst that's behind it, mm-hmm. You must draw on a lot of different influences for your songs.
Yes. And Nine Inch Nails was so integral in my teenage years. You know, it was like, so that was very influential, and it's the emotion that Trent has. It's not necessarily, you know, the pounding industrial sounds and heavy driven guitars that, although I do enjoy those, but for my influence, it was more the emotion and how he expresses that really influenced me.
Okay, Raina, you've got one more song for us. What are you going to play?
This one is entitled Unnamed Angel.
In times of locked doors and obstacles, I find my way somehow. What keeps that pathway open, so open, and something around me lends a hand. Ain't that typical? I get lost within myself until the day I choose. I hope you liked it. I hope. I hope you liked it. Too many roads lay in front of me. Which way do I turn? Bring uncertainty rises without knowing. Ain't that typical? I get lost within myself until the
Okay, in 2005, you were at the Toronto Independent Music Awards.
Yes.
And I just want to know, and you were up for Best Female Acoustic. How did that nomination come about?
Well, I put in an application for it, and I knew it was the first year that they had ever done something like this. And I thought it was a great opportunity, mainly because A, it was new, and B, the person organizing it wasn't from Toronto. So there wasn't any kind of politics involved. It was just flat out, they took all the songs that people submitted and had, you know, people just listen to them and say, which songs sound good? And let's put these people in these categories. So, right. Yeah, it was a great experience, and it was a fun night.
Yeah, it was a really great night. We were both there as well.
And
When I heard about your nomination, I was freaked out. Hey, that's good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good.
Other than Toronto, have you performed on the road at all?
No.
After you release your EP, is that something you'd like to do, or are you just interested in being a songwriter?
Well, if the opportunity comes about, then for sure I'd love to go travel and sing in other cities. I think that'd be great.
Cool.
Yeah.
When we get a tour together, we'll get you to come along.
Right on. Hook me up.
They're freaking expensive, those tours, man.
Well, yeah, gas
you need
and food.
To get out there.
Yeah, and then you'll take time off work.
The problem with that is, and this is, I guess, off the record, but you gotta kind of pave your first tour, and then once all those bookers know you and you find the good places to go back to, that's when it's worth going back. But it's the first tour, is
the initial,
tour.
Yeah.
It's you're just going in blind, right? You don't know.
You get to Atticoke in Ontario and realize I should have been at that place across the street, not the one I was booked into, right?
Yeah.
More teeth in the patrons than the one across the street.
Yeah.
A little gummy in here.
For fans, where can they find you online?
Well, I have a website at www.reina.ca, and I'm also on MySpace. MySpace/Reina Music.
You're listening to the Toronto Indie Hour, the best of independent music in the Greater Toronto Area.
I'll see that kamikaze queen floating down to your scene. She's black boots, blue eyes and bad news. She's all wild as the wind, she'll blow you down. She'll breathe you in, she'll smoke you. Oh, you've been choking. She's dancing while you're collapsing.
That I
thanks again to Raina for charming us with her musical wiles. That was The Dunes with Calling All Cars. And before that, Galore, She's an Elevator. Galore is a tie-in to our last week's show when we had Mo Berg in as our industry insider. Mo produced Galore. What do you think of that tune, Andre?
I thought it was, production-wise, it was amazing. It really blew me away. We had a conversation earlier where I was discussing compression and overproduction, and I think that Galore sounded amazing. Sounded like a really raw, rich band, not something that's, you know, coming out of a tin can.
So what do we got next?
Okay, we're going to take it down a bit. We're going to get into a ballad from Sean Sage, a good friend of mine, singer-songwriter, also leader of a band. And he hosts the open stage at the Degrassi House on Queen Street East. Here's Sean Sage with There's Another Man.
There's another man looking at you the way I used to do. His eyes are gazing straight into your lovely eyes of blue, and the music is playing soft as you sit at a table just for two. But does this other man stand at your window, and these tears I cry will get washed away. No one will ever know.
inside my mind, oh, glorious and wild. And she could be so fine. Illusions I recall from the TV to my head. Beside me.
I can tell by the sound at the door, but I pick up.
All right, first up in that set was Sean Sage with There's Another Man. Awesome ballad, and when I heard that CD for the first time, I listened to it twice in a row because I was so blown away by the production. Then we had Mink with the song Adore, really great Toronto band. I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot from them. And then off of the Brown Bag Lunch compilation put out by Sonic Deli, we heard the Crazy Babies with Ducking Demons.
Sonic Deli Records is the brainchild of both Jim Armstrong and Andrea Poulos. It's an 18-track compilation CD from them and their other friends in the music industry. When you look through the liner notes, there's some Juno Award winners, some SoCan Award winners. Let's play one more song off of that compilation CD performed by Jim Armstrong called Angel in Our Corner.
We all need an angel in our corner. And we all need a good friend to warn us. Some days I feel so strong. Thank you.
By a band called Lazo, and that was Love Is On Your Side.
We're pleased to have with us in the studio this week Tim Cassidy from the infamous Jeff Healey's. Tim has several hats he wears there. Two of them involve promoting independent music. Tim, tell us about what you do with Battle of the Bands night at Jeff Healey's.
We've been running several Battle of the Bands. We've run four now, back to back to back to back, and it's all local independent talent. Trying to get them. Basically, the idea is to try to get them as much attention as we can. We try to gear our prizes towards getting them out somewhere that they can play that will garner them some media attention, rather than giving them recording time or money, because they can ask their fans for money. Anybody can do that, but you might not get it, but attention is something that money can't buy. So
what do the prizes consist of?
The first prize for the battles that we've done so far has been an opening spot at the amphitheater. The first band that went through and won was a band called House of Knot. Mm-hmm. You can check them out on the web at houseofknot.com. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely fantastic, epic rock and roll in the old school sense. The only thing that I can even come close to comparing them to is sort of a very Pink Floyd sound. They're an eight-piece band, but we got them an opening spot before the White Stripes concert last summer. So it was
wicked. Good prize.
Yeah.
Where do you get a prize like that? Who puts the money behind that or the commitment?
Our good friends at Molson's take care of us on that, and of course their partners, House of Blues. They those are the two sort of powers that be over at the amphitheater. So we approached Molson's with the idea, and they said, we sort of like that. You know, it promotes local talent.
And tell us about Tuesday nights at Jeff Healey's.
Tuesday is the open jam. It's an open stage. It's open to any sort of musical act. We have full bands that come in, guitar players, bass players, acoustic, solo acts. It pretty much runs the gamut. It could be anybody up there on stage, and it's kind of a risk. It's kind of adventurous, but that's what jamming is about, and getting out and playing with different people. And
good turnout?
A fairly consistent turnout, yeah. It's always solid.
Right. How long has it been going on for?
I believe the jam in its current sort of incarnation has been going for 3 years now. I've been doing it for about a year. I took over from Shannon about a year ago, mm-hmm. Shannon Faith, who went on maternity.
What's it like to work with a legend like Jeff Healey?
It was intimidating at first. I won't lie. It was a little nerve wracking when the reins were sort of handed to me for Tuesdays and such. But it's been great. I mean, it's kind of funny. If I answer the phone at Healy's, people are like, Jeff? No, I'm really not. I'd like to be, but I'm not. No. Jeff's been great. The entire staff down there is wonderful. We've just taken on a new general manager and a new booker, who's doing an absolutely great job of bringing in some of the bigger name acts in this country, while keeping some room for the independent acts and letting them open for the bigger acts. It's nice. It's good to see. It's good promotion for the young bands, and it's good for the bar, bringing in the bigger ones.
Well, speaking of indies, and I know with all of the bands that have been through those doors, it's hard to play favorites, but just pick someone and tell us a little bit about them.
Free Press are some of my personal favorites. I really enjoy their music. It's rock. It's sort of got elements of country and rock in it. It's very harmony driven, good lyrics, good tunes. They're just a really solid all around band. All four guys in the band sing, which I really dig. I like harmony. I find that not enough bands out there have really strong harmonies anymore, and they certainly cover that aspect for me.
I've seen different versions of the Free Press. Sometimes there's two of them up there on stage, and sometimes there's one of them up on stage.
Well, that's at the Jam. They are a full band. There's four of them, and they work really hard to sort of get out there and play. They're just sort of starting to get out there. They've got their EP out called Storms, and they're working on a full length album. Hopefully they're going to go somewhere with it, and they'll keep at it.
Well, let's put some pressure on you. Pick a song for our listeners.
All right, I will go with track 5 off of their EP, Storms. It's called Worst Case Scenario. I think it's the best song on the album for my tastes. There's a couple of really solid tunes on there, and there's only 6 of them, so they're doing something right. I've heard some of their new stuff at the Jams that they haven't managed to record yet, and I quite enjoy it. So, but yeah, Worst Case Scenario is going to be my pick for today.
Changing into the monster that I was taught to hate. My mouth is full of venom, and I kind of like the taste. Oh, forget the past. There's nothing to be learned from all the dust and bones. Blood is spilling from, it's spilling on the stones. In our worst case scenario, we scorch the earth and drain the sea. In our worst case scenario, I break you and you. Forsake your faith and let it rot upon this weeping cross. There is no God, there is no hope. There is nothing here, there's nothing here but loss. In our worst case scenario, with ashen fields and broken lands. In our worst scenario, with missing children, a missing head. In our worst case scenario, we scorch the earth and
Once again, that was Free Press. Thanks again to Tim Cassidy for joining us in the studio today.
We're going to sign off with a tune by Reyna called Complete. And I want to thank you again for listening to the Toronto Indie Hour.
See you next week.
Can Radio Production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.